Heavenly Father, you are the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. You are the Lord with no variableness nor shadow of turning. You are the Almighty God. You are the great I am that I am. You are God that is seen in the present. You are the Lord that will go with us into the future. Lord, as we are come into your presence this morning, Lord, we ask that you release your grace upon our lives through your word this morning to energize us, to fulfill your purpose and your counsel in our lives, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, let your word come out with power to bless, to heal, to deliver, to save. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Lord, bless your name. In Jesus' name we are praying. Let us put our hands together for the Lord. I bless the name of the Lord this morning for the privilege that we all have to come into his presence once again. And I have titled my message this morning what I call Deal with the Adder. Deal with the Adder. A-double-D-E-R. The Adder, according to the Bible, is a viper. The Adder, according to the Bible, is a snake. The Adder, according to the biblical account, is a powerful adversary. The Adder, according to the Bible, is a supplanter. This morning, I want to challenge us to rise up in the spirit to begin to deal with the others in our ways. In the last few days, I've been having a nudge of the Holy Spirit that we need to stand up and go into more intensive prayers as we are entering and we are going towards the end of this year. If I have my way, the remaining 7 Sundays of this year, I will turn it to prayer meeting. I just believe, I sense it in the spiritual realm. I saw it on the spiritual radar that it is time to enter into the season of more intense prayer and spiritual warfare. Not because we have not been praying before. Now, before I go into the text, I want to open your Bible to 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. That's not my text, but this will lead us to my text. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. It says, "Let Satan," God bless you, "in order that Satan might not outwit us, for we are not unaware of his schemes." You have your plans. The enemy has his schemes. King James will say, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. That is, we should be aware that as we have our plans, as we have our desires, as we pursue our goals, there are some schemes of the enemy about these goals, about this dream, about this pursuit. And if we are not alert, if we are ignorant, we will not be able to have the right perspective. The question sometimes I begin to ask myself, why is it that as the children of God, myself inclusive, we are longer on the promises
but shorter
on fulfillment.
Why that sometimes we are longer on prophecies and shorter on the appropriation. And we just sang the song that God is still the same. What must be the reason? He said we should call upon him and we hear us. But why is it that things are not falling in place sometimes? If you go to Romans chapter 4 verse 21, and really we may look into it before we go into my text. He says, I'm being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. Paul said that he, and he wants us to believe, and that we should be not only persuaded, but fully persuaded, but that what God has promised, he is able to fulfill. What God does not, cannot fulfill, he will not promise. Anything that God has promised, he has the ability to fulfill it. But let me say something. The ability of God is one thing. Our own experience might be another. But the convergence between our experience and the ability of God will determine the level of our fulfillment. But why is it that this convergence doesn't come many times? This morning, I want us to know that one major reason for this is that we have other on our ways. And it works in ways that sometimes we are ignorant of. So I'm going to go to my text this morning. The text for this message is in Genesis chapter 49 rather. And I want us to read from, just read verse 17 alone. Genesis chapter 49, verse 17. Genesis chapter 49, verse 17. Now, Dan shall be a serpent by the way, an adder in the path that biteth the horses, so that his rider shall fall backward. You know, I've read this passage several times. When I read chapter 49 of Genesis, I always try to look at the prophecies and revelations of Jacob, who later became Israel, for the 12 tribes of Israel. And I look at it from the way he blessed others, from the ways he caused Reuben, from the way he disinherited Simeon. But this thing never dawned on me until recently, as I was just meditating for the message of today, and the Lord just dropped this in my spirit. If you look at the second, I want us to look at that scripture again. Either we look at it the way it is projected or in our Bible. See, the focus here is not only just about Dan, but about a lesson which God, or a revelation or an insight which God will want us to have. Say, if we're talking about that, it's an adder in the path. Please project that scripture again so that everybody can see it. Genesis chapter 14, verse 17. And I'm taking that part, an adder in the path that biteth the horse e, so that his rider shall fall backward. Now, what the Bible is saying that all of us, we are in the bid to make progress in life. Am I right? All of us, the major reason, one major reason we are here is to make progress. But if you can my spirit be spiritual. But then, the Bible is making us to understand that there is an adder, a serpent in the way. But that serpent does not sometimes attack you. So that's why many people are not ignorant about it. Say, an adder in the path that biteth, what does he bite? What does he bite? The us is. It's not you. That us, it is platform for achievement. It's the vehicle of purpose. It's the medium through which you can accomplish or enter into your destiny. It might be your marriage. It might be your career. It might be your work. It might be your children. It might even be your ministry. It might even be your certificate. It might be your profession. It might be your friend. It might be your parents. Anything that can serve as a platform of expression for you, a platform to fulfill purpose, a platform for the counsel of God to be, because when, see, this man riding the horse is to hasten the step, am I right? To take you to where you are. And so if the serpent tries to attack you, you can really see and can deal with it. But he works in a subtle way that what he does is to bite the heel of the horse. And look at what the Bible says. When he bites the heel, what does it say? He falls back. So that the rider will then fall backward. I want us to look at it from NIV. Please let us go to the NIV and look at the rendition from the NIV version. Down will be a serpent by the roadside, a viper along the path that bites the horse's heel so that the rider tumbles backward. So what happened? The mission here is to pull you back. That anytime you are trying to make advancement to changing suddenly, the mission of the other is to scatter your plans and burst your bubble. And if we are ignorant, we begin to interpret it by events that happen around. Ah, this thing would have, you know, for coronavirus. Ah, yeah, it's coronavirus. Oh, it's because the economic environment, I will have done this. Oh, it's because my husband is not cooperating. It's because my wife is not cooperating. It's because my boy is not cooperating. But you do not realize that your boss you are talking about, he might be the other that is dealing with the boss so that you cannot make progress. The aim of the other is to pull you back on the path of progress. This morning, I prophesy every other that is biting the horse which you need to ride on to get into your destiny. Today, the sword of the Spirit, we call the head of that other off. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. The other attacks the vehicle for your fulfillment. It might be somebody that needs to give you an advice. It might be somebody that needs to give you a push. And that person will just turn against you. Can somebody can give you a put on a path of progress? We just turn his back to you. Whenever people is about to make significant progress in life, the enemies releases the other on the way. And the people will not really be looking. If you are ignorant, if you are not spiritually perceptive, you'll be looking in the wrong direction. You've praying the wrong prayer, and you'll be focusing on the wrong thing. I want us to look at something. Let's go to, I want us to give another example. Acts of Apostles chapter 28. We read verse 1 to 4 quickly. Let's read in NIV. Acts of Apostles chapter 28, verse 1 to 4. Remember I said that the other tries to slow down progress, try to turn things around, try to scatter your plan, try to burst your bubble. When you are expected that when God is about to move, he just tried to attack the vehicle, the medium that God wants to use. Now I want to go to Acts of Apostles chapter 28. Acts of Apostles chapter 28. I want us to read from verse 1 to 4. Once safely on shore, we found out that the island was called Malta. Verse 2. The islander showed us unusual kindness. They built a fire and welcomed us all because it was raining and cold. Verse 3. Paul gathered a pile of brushwood and he put it on the fire. A viper, driven out by the heat, fastened itself on his hands. Then look at verse 4. When the islander saw the snake hanging from his hand, they said to each other, "This man must be a murderer. For though he escaped from the sea, justice has not allowed him to live." Let's read verse 5 quickly. Let's just read verse 5 so that we can complete that. The soul will not be angry. But Paul shook the snake off into the fire and suffered no heal effects. Hallelujah. Now remember the story behind this passage. Paul was taken along with the prisoners. And the Lord was, he was in trouble, but the Lord was with him. God didn't abandon him. And when they were about to set sailing, the Lord gave me a revelation that the journey was going to be dangerous. And he told the soldiers, he told the centurions, "Do not allow us to move." They said no. They went. But along the line, the journey became turbulent. And at a point in time, none of them could eat for 14 days. If you read that, you read that, chapter 27, for 14 days, they were on compulsive fasting and prayer. And on the 14th day, Paul said, "An angel appeared to me by night, before whom I stand, an angel of God appeared to me by night, before whom I stand, whose I am, and whom I serve, and said that none of four will suffer." And he said, "I have given everybody on this ship unto you," just because of Paul. For the sake of Paul, about 300 prisoners on that boat were to be saved. And he told the centurion is the head of the soldiers, but said, "However, we are not going to suffer the loss of life, but the loss of property, we cannot guarantee. This ship might not make it." Eventually, according to the word of Paul, they suffer a shipwreck. And when the ship became wrecked, if you read that passage, that chapter, the soldiers told the centurion, "Now that we are going nowhere, the best thing for us to kill all these prisoners." So they would rather kill the prisoners than allow them to escape. But because of Paul alone, centurion said no. Just because of Paul, centurion said no. You can see how God had been showing kindness and favor just because of Paul. Paul had been enjoying favor. He had been enjoying, even along the journey, there was a time he was allowed to go and refresh himself, even as a prisoner, and come back. So you can see the kind of favor that God has been giving Paul. As children of God, God wants to give us favor. We want to show us the way, wants to prosper our ways. But the enemy is never happy about that. But then look at what happened. When they now came to this safety, even when they got there, the islander in Malta, they welcomed them. Said they show us not little. Go to that chapter 2, verse 1 again. Look at what, no, verse 2. Look at what Paul said there. In that verse 2. Said the islander show us unusual kindness. Can you imagine? It was everything is being orchestrated, being planned by God, but the enemy eyes don't skin. So when Paul was making progress, the only thing the enemy must do, that the vehicle through which he was getting this favor must be dealt with. The other must bite the heel. And what did he do? He make a snake to come out. And out of all the prisoners, only Paul the anointed. Can you imagine? Even the snake will come out. Should he even move near Paul with all that anointing, with all grace? And fasting on the hand of Paul. And suddenly the minds of people change against Paul. Paul that was already in favor. Paul that was already sinners of eyes. Paul that was already the star among all the prisoners. Paul that assumed the status of a celebrity on the journey. He became disdained. Says surely, look at that. Go to verse 3, please. Please, I want us, let me read it from here. So let's go to verse 3. Verse 4. When the islanders saw the snake hanging from his hand, they said to each other, this man must. They don't say, probably, this man must be a murderer. The enemy wanted to change his story. God had granted Paul favor, but the enemy wanted to change his story. Every attempt of the devil, every consistent effort of the enemy to change the favor that God has promised and proposed for you, the Lord is going to destroy those attempts in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, if Paul will not be fighting the islanders, Paul will be wasting his time. If Paul will blame people that, look, you are accusing me wrongly. You don't know my pedigree. Go and look at my story. Have you heard about my testimony? This is slanderous. This is false accusation. But Paul didn't waste his time. What he was to shake the snake into the fire. This morning, I want to let you know that God is expecting you to deal with the harder. Deal with that harder. There are others on our ways of progress. As we are going towards the end of this year, 2011, and as we are looking forward to the next year, it is time for us to be more alert in the spirit and begin to go and take spiritual authority over certain situations. Let me give you one more example. I want us to pray this morning. I really want us to pray this morning because it was less strongly in my spirit that we need to deal with this issue. Now, but before I do that, I want us to open our eyes again to a passage which many of us are familiar with, Luke chapter 22, verse 31 to 32. Luke 22, verse 21 to 22. Let's look at it quickly. I pray that God will open our spiritual eyes this morning in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, so that we will not begin to adduce regular reasons to events of our lives. Sometimes we adduce regular reasons, commonsensical argument, we advance them to explain our situation, not realizing that there's an other we must deal with. That other is trying to buy the heel of the horse so that it come backward, so that we make progress. You are want to go forward, but he wants to draw you back. But rather than pulling you by your belt or by your trouser, it won't touch you. It will come and just buy. You know that the moment he's able to buy the heel of the horse, you can't go away again. And Bible says, so that the rider will fall backward. So the aim is not actually the horse, it's the rider. Now, let's look at Luke chapter 31 to 32. But I said Luke 22, verse 31 to 32. Let me read it. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you as a wheat. Can you imagine? Verse 32. But I've prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail. All the time that Peter was running his mouth like a broken tap, the devil was having his own scheme to sift him. All the time, the great plans about making the rock was going on, the enemy had his own silent agenda to take him off. But the Lord intervened. Are you listening to me? The Lord did what? The Lord intervened. So when it looks sometimes we have promises, if God didn't intervene, what would happen to the promise of making the rock? Sometimes we have revelations. Sometimes we have prophecies. but there are others on the way. And except the Lord deals with the other, we may just be fighting the wrong battle. So this morning, I want us to become more spiritually alert. And we are going to pray some prayer this morning to deal with the harder. See, some people should have made progress, should have done certain things, but just find that things will just change. Suddenly things will change. A sister came to me and was sharing her experience that, look, every time I'm about to make a major breakthrough, I will just see my grandfather in the dream. And things will just turn around. And things will just turn around. I know of someone, we were growing up together as young academics. And then we are not in the same place. Two of us, by God's grace, God just opened doors. We got fellowship outside the country. Both of us went to the embassy. And for no just cause, he was just denied. And since that time, he has been marking time. Every time he's about to make progress, things will just turn things around. It's of reason it began to dawn on me that actually this is not, and there are reasons to always give to it. Commonsensical reason, spiritual reasons. But the other has been on the way. God releases the favor, but the enemy tries to buy the heel of the horse. But this morning, any enemy, any viper, any harder that has been biting or that is trying to bite the heel of the horse. If somebody bite the heel, no, where's the heel? That means at the back, ogun eyin, ogun ateyinja. So that you won't see if it's in front. If it's ahead of you, you can see it. Am I right? If it's ahead of you, you can maneuver your way. You can look for shortcut. You can look for alternative route. It allows you to pass. Comes from behind. And does not even jump on the horse. But the moment the heel of the horse is affected, Bible says the rider will turn backward. So until that stop, there cannot be progress. So this morning, anybody who should have advanced one way or the other, and the enemy is biting the heel of the horse you are riding, the platform, the vehicle, the medium through which God wants to bless you and advance you, today, the Lord is going to deal with them in the mighty name of Jesus. So this morning, I want us to stand on our feet because I say I want us to pray. I want us to have some time to pray. Now, the first prayer we are going to pray this morning. And please, if you like, take it serious. If you like, just pray anyhow. But I'm telling you, I have this strong impression of my spirit that it's time to take more seriously warfare prayer. For us to move forward as individual and as a people. The first prayer I want you to pray this morning, and you have to personalize it, that, Lord, I shoot the arrow of God at every other on my path. That God will rain the fire of the Holy Spirit upon every other on your path. Remember, the adder bites the heel of the horse. The horse is the vehicle for progress. It's the vehicle for advancement. It's the medium for expression. It's the platform for destiny. But every adder that is biting, that is attacking, that is dealing with my vehicle of advancement. Today I shoot the arrow of God at that other. I shoot the arrow of God. I shoot the arrow of God. I shoot the arrow of God. Let the fire of God come from heaven and consume every viper, every adversary, every enemy that is trying to pull me back. Can you open your mouth and begin to pray unto God? Pray as if you are fighting a war in the spirit, not in the physical. Shoot the arrow at every other on your path in the mighty name of Jesus. Man seke teliba resu gaba regegege siba raanda kuskobo reke sopoliba rakaka sampaliga ragagaga sapaliga raga sapaliba reke sepepe raangaga suba raga siba bakuta leege sundoliga. Shoot the arrow of God against every adder, against every viper, against every snake trying to bite, try to attack the means, the medium, the platform for your advancement, for your progress. Don't suffer that adder to live. Don't suffer that adder to live. Don't suffer that adder to live. Shoot the arrow of God at that adder. Rain the fire of God and brimstone upon it in the mighty name of Jesus. Man teli baba reseke pepe raga sabaliga ragaga sapaliga ragaga sapaliga rege sepoliba rangagaga sapa ragagaga sabaliga ragaga sabaliga. You are that God that answered by fire. You are the God that answered by fire. You are the Lord Jehovah. You are the Lord Jehovah. You are the Lord Jehovah that answered by fire. You are the Lord that answered by fire. You are the Lord that answered by fire. You are the Lord Jehovah. You are the Lord Jehovah.
You are the Lord Jehovah.
Seven prayer points we are handling this morning. Seven prayer points. This is the first one. And before we move to the next one, look at your life. Look at yourself. Where should you have been now? Are you where you ought to be? Is there any area you are being held down? Is there any way you are experiencing retrogression or stagnation? Now call the fire of God. Whatever is holding you down, whatever is holding you down, whatever is pulling you back, can you call the fire of God to consume all those powers now and destroy their hold in the mighty name of Jesus? Maskepo, lesekepo, la anseke paliaba, resa igaba sandalaba, reseki pashinda, rengaska imbaba, raandu koskuba. Linsa igaba sandalaba retelimaska inde reesu baba raanda kuskobo rinda kasiba reende kuska raanda kusk riindu subala raanda kaskimo rokoskopo shida reenso bobo shoboliga masandalaga shimbaliga brokoskobo shiba masandalaba kashimboligo rokoko soboligo makashimpo brokoshopoko shimbaliga. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Because of time, quickly, we take the second prayer point. I want you to pray that let God disappoint every intention of the adversary God in my life. If you look at the case of Paul, Paul was in favor. And the enemy wanted to take him out of favor. That was the intention of the enemy. That this man you are thinking is a champion, is a murderer. This man you are celebrating, this man you think is worthy of honor, you are making a mistake. Wanted to change the story of Paul from the purpose of God for his life. Now, I want you to pray this prayer. If you are really serious about it, pray seriously. Lord, disappoint every intention of the enemy of the adversary guarding my life. God wants to progress, be enemy as a negative intention. God wants to have peace, but that's a negative intention. God wants to live, but the enemy has negative intention. God wants you in good health, but the enemy has negative intention. God wants promotion for you, but the enemy has wrong intention. God wants provision for you, but the enemy has negative intention. Begin to pray this morning, Lord, disappoint every intention of the adversary regarding my life. Disappoint every intention of the adversary regarding my life. Maska papa. Reke sibaba rakaka sibalaga regegege sipo broko kosopo ligosipo broko sopo kosipo ragagaga sapaliga ragaga sipo ligo ringa siba reende kuskaba mansaga daliba reke suba shadalaba raanda kuske reensubalaga reensuba raanda kuskebo raanda sibala reendo kuskuba raanda kuri reseke puliba Manskabalaba, reesikaba, reinda, 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 maskahiba, reesigaba, raandusiba, ragagasiba, ragasiba, 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 masuga shambalaga. In the mighty name of Jesus. Quickly, the top prayer point. Please, I want to know this prayer point. I want you to get back home, pray more about them, please. Please, write down this prayer point. And when you get back home, I want you to pray more about them. We can't have enough time to deal with them here now. The first one, for those who want to take that, let me repeat again. If all that is that, see, you take charge. That I shoot the arrow of God at every other on my way. And I rain the fire of God on them. That the first prayer point. I shoot the arrow of God at every other on my way, and I rain the fire of God on them. That the first prayer point. Then the second one, I said that you pray that let God disappoint the intentions of the adversary against my life. God disappoint the intentions of the adversary against my life. That is the second prayer point. Because we won't have time to really deal with them more. But I believe God is already taking charge. But I want to pray more into it in your closet. When you get home, you can even go into prayer or fasting and prayer on your own. Not declared by the church. And use this point to pray and these passages we have read. Now the third thing we are going to pray. Because let me tell you, these are the way the Lord gave them unto me. It's not that what, it's not that was, this is not actually what I planned to do this Sunday. I must tell you, this is not what I planned for. Number three. Prayer, God, deliver me from every snare of the fowler. That's the third prayer point. Deliver me from every snare of the fowler. See, the other, you are just doing your own. You are just making your own effort. You are just trying your best. But there are snares. You see, when the other that's trying to buy the heat of the other, it's a master scheme. That's a snare, and allows you to pass, and I come and eat and attack the us. Now speak unto God this morning, that Lord, deliver me from every snare of the fire. You don't know how many of those snares are on your path. You know how many of those snares are set for you. You don't know how many of you have you fallen into, but there's deliverance from God. There's deliverance from God. There's deliverance from God. Begin to pray now. God, deliver me from the snare of the fowler. Deliver me from every snare against my life. Every snare against my destiny, against my home, against my husband, against my children. See, you send your children to school, you don't know the snare of the enemy about their lives. Husband and wife, when you are together, you know the snare. Even when you are not even together, you don't know the snare of the devil. So begin to ask that God will deliver you. That God will deliver me from every snare of the fowler. In the mighty name of Jesus. Man taliba, reteliba, rinta takuraba, ringa supo, rinda kuskaba, raanda kuskebo, rokoko suboligo, brokoko soponigo, rinda kakasiba, makasi papa, Prokosopo liba, regege sipo, rungogo sempo digo, reandakuskaba, manka simboligo, ma ansi gaba, reansa papa, rokoko sipo, brokoko simpo koshimbo, reinda kiskaba, rangaga sampaga, reingege simpoligo, braka sapa, rokoko sopoligo, ringa sipopo, broko sompoliga, maka sipoligo, braka kashapa, reke siba shandalaba, eri mama sandalaba, reke siba, ra andu sepoliba, ra anda kuraba, re seke poche, she emba sandalaba. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now the fourth prayer point, I want you to take it down, like I said, so that I can go back home and pray more to it. Number four, let the hosts of heaven defend me and my destiny. Let the host of heaven defend me and my destiny. Now let me tell you something. Do you know, according to the plan of Jesus, Peter was destined to be the head of the church. Are you getting what I'm saying? He was destined to be the head of the church. But then the enemy was scheming to sift him. If not that God defended him and said that I have prayed for you, was it Peter that defended himself? Was it Peter that defended himself? But the host of him rose up, even despite the ignorance of Peter. Sometimes we are ignorant, we can't know everything. That which you cannot handle, heaven can handle it on your behalf. And now you want to send the heaven on assignment. You want to place a request for heaven to be your security guard or of your destiny. Now you are going to pray unto God. Lord, this morning, I am crying unto you. Let the heaven defend me and my destiny. Begin to pray. Lord, let heaven defend me and my destiny. In the mighty name of Jesus. Maskepo, lesekepo, raanda kashiba, raanda kusobo, rogogo somboligo, raanga gaga simboligo, brokoko sompoligba, raanda kaka simboligo, broko sompoko, broko sompoko shipo, rogogo sompro shipo, roko sompoliba, raanda kaka, raanda kusimboligo, broka kaka sampaliga, rokoko sompoligo, raanda kaskimbo, reinde sipalaba, enga siba, raanda kuskebo, ruundu sibalaba, raanda sibaga, reendu saibalaga, reesekuba. Garuma standalaga, raanda ku sepoligo, ringo supoligo, mansi gegege, rekeke sibaba, raanda kashipo, brokoko shiboliba, ranga gaga subo, ema sibaka shandalaba. Oh Lord, defend me, oh Lord God, defend my destiny. Oh Lord God, defend me. Let the heaven, let the host of heaven defend me and my destiny. In the mighty name of Jesus, mansi keke sepo, rokoko sepoligo, brokoko sepo. Brakashemakashi, Brokoshima, Brokosuposhiba, Raanga Sapa, Makasaba, Raanda Kasiba, Re Siba Kashiba, Raandu Sabalaga, Re Suba Kashida Laga. In the mighty name of Jesus. Number five, quickly because of our time, the fifth one, I hope you write it down. Let God favor and satisfy me as I move forward in life from today. Let God favor and satisfy me as I move forward in life from today onward. Let God favor and satisfy me as I move forward in life from today onward. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift up unto your
hand. Come and quench this thirsty of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it, Lord, and make me whole. Fill my cup, Lord, fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Soul, yeah. Bread of heaven, kill me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it, Lord, and make me whole. Fill my cup, Lord, fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord, yeah. Come and quench this thirsty of my soul, yeah. Bread of heaven, fill me till I want no more. Fill my cup.
God will satisfy you. That 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 Lord will favor you. That God will satisfy you. That God will favor you. From now onward, in the mighty name of Jesus, have you deliver us from the other. That the Lord will satisfy us. That Lord will satisfy us. After taking the other out of the way. After taking the other out of the way, that the Lord will satisfy us, that Lord will favor us, that Lord will satisfy us, that Lord will favor us in the mighty name of Jesus. Makasi Baba, rekeke siponiko, broko koko soponiba, rangagaga sipolibo, roko koko soponiko, makasi papa, makatalaba, rekeke sibo, roboko skoboshida, raanda kasiba, raanda kasibo, rooso koposhiba, raanda kasiba laba, reesiba kashanda laba, endu soponiko, makasiba kantalaba, hengu soponiba, raanda kuskobo, reke seboliba, raanda kus. In the seed of the Bakaraba, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Number six, the sixth one, there are seven. We are about finishing. The sixth one, that for God, I come against every amputation of purpose or abortion of destiny. In the mighty name of Jesus, no amputation of purpose or abortion of destiny. If you don't know what this means, what it means for the purpose to be amputated, what it means for destiny to be aborted, I want you to turn with me to Genesis chapter 14 and verse 3, and you will see the amputation of purpose and abortion of destiny when you look at Genesis chapter 49. Verse 3. Look, he said, Reuben, thou art my firstborn. My might and beginning of my strength, the excellency of dignity and the excellency of power. Look at all this. Loaded together in one man. Look at all this. Look at the purpose. Look at the destiny. Look at the potentials. Now go to the next verse. Go to the next verse. Unstable as water, thou shalt not exert. Because you go into the bed of your father. That was orchestrated by the enemy. There were no women in the land. There were virgins in the land. But because the enemy wanted to amputate the purpose of Reuben, wanted to abort his destiny, he orchestrated that in his life. Now we're going to pray. Father, I pray against any amputation of purpose and abortion of destiny. Pray for yourself, pray for your spouse, pray for your children. Don't pray for yourself alone. Pray for your spouse. Mothers, pray for children. Father, pray for children. And people pray for your siblings. Pray for your siblings. Pray against amputation of purpose and abortion of destiny. That is what the other does. That is part of the work of the other. That is part of the work of the other. Masi galwa. Mese toli baba. Re esiga. Mbasindalaba.
Rainda kuraba, retetete liga, ragagaga shiba, ragaga shibo shimboliga, bragagagaga, bragagaga shiba, brokoko sempoko, brokoko sub, brokoko sopolo, fromboko sumboligo, rokoko soboliga, raanda kushiboligo, raga sabaliga, maka shiba kantalaba, reke sepopo, rokoko sopoliba, ragaga sampaliga, ragagaga sampaliga. Masse pepe kesimo rogoko skompoliga rangaga subeshide reensi galaba ra andi sekopoliba rese kapalanga ra andu sibalaga reensagaba reesa igaruba shadalaba. In Jesus name we are prayed. In Jesus name we are prayed. And the last prayer point with the 7 point, I want to take it down. I pray for new grace and the strength of an overcomer from now onward. I pray for the new grace. Yes, you have the grace before, but I pray for the new grace and strength to live as an overcomer from now onward. Can you pray that prayer? Pray that prayer after taking the other out of the way for your new grace and the strength to live as an overcomer from now onward, in the mighty name of Jesus. Pray that prayer. Pray that prayer. You overcome in every area. You overcome in every regard. You overcome in every battle. You overcome in every confrontation. You overcome in every contention. In the mighty name of Jesus. Maskapalaba. Raandakasaba. Rakakasiba. Ragagasiba. Ragagagasiba. Raandakasaba. Reendekesepo. Roondoshiba. Raandakashiba. Raandakashiba. Raangasubo. Rokokosoboliga. Raanda sindalaba. Reendekekesimo. Mbama kashimbo ligo, roko sompo shimbo, raanda kesiba, raenda kasiba, raandu sikaba, reendo subo, rogo siba, raanda shike polia, reendo shabalaga, raandu siba, raanda kushkim, reesuba, raanda kaskaba, reesubo shimalaga, raanda siga, reesubasha, ruskala, reeseko, reesa anga, reenshikabalaba, in the mighty name of Jesus. Masigalaba resiga. Ah, new grace, new strength, new grace, new strength to live as an overcomer in the mighty name of Jesus. To be an overcomer against any contention, to be an overcomer against every confrontation, to be an overcomer against every adversary in the mighty name of Jesus. New grace, new strength, strengthen me by the strength of Israel in the mighty name of Jesus. Makasiba raansugalaba reesakaba raansa andalaba. I can see everything turning around. Everything turning around.
Oh, everything turning around for my good. Cause I can see everything turning around. Everything turning around. Everything turning around for my good. I can see everything turning around. Everything.
Father, this morning we stand in your presence not with our own strength, but with the strength of the lion of the tribe of Judah. Today we stand before you and we use the authority you are giving unto us. And I declare as your servant this morning, regarding the lives of the ones who are watching me online or present in this auditorium right now or hearing me through any medium, every other that the enemy has set on their way to bite
the he or the horse upon which they are riding. I send the flaming sword of the Spirit to cut off the head of that adder in the mighty name of Jesus. By the authority in the mighty name of Jesus, I tear the adder out of your way in the mighty name of Jesus. I rebuke every adder on your way in the mighty name of Jesus. I rebuke every adder buffeting you in the mighty name of Jesus. From now onward, every device, every method, every scheme of the enemy to pull you back, to hold you down, to derail you, to distract you, today I put an end to it in the mighty name of Jesus. Let there be fulfillment of the purpose of God regarding every department of our life in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless your name. In Jesus' name we are praying. Please, I plead with you, pray those prayer points when you get back.